Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I remember being a little envious of him because he got to wake up and go to work every day. And I was all of a sudden in our condo with our daughter. And instead of being the mom of two, I was mother one.
Hey, thanks for listening to We're Momming Today. If you're listening on a smart speaker or website, make sure to find me, Lauren Simonetti, on your favorite podcast platform like Apple Podcasts, Google, TuneIn, and Stitcher. And don't forget to leave me a review. We're momming today with Kim Leonard of Stu Leonard's fame. You are the Stu Leonard wife, mom of four girls. Wow. And you have a story to tell. You didn't always have four daughters. You had one daughter and one son.
Yes.
About 30 years ago.
Yes.
And something happened.
Yes. So it was right after Christmas, and so the whole family was heading down to St. Martin. My in-laws have a home down there, and so the Stu's brother, his wife, children, my other two sister-in-laws, their husbands and children, we're all heading down there. And it was New Year's Day, and we were getting ready for our daughter's birthday. And I was inside making the cake, and Stu was right outside. I could see him, like, he was 10 feet from me hanging up balloons. And all of a sudden, he opened the sliding glass door, and he said, "Is Stewie with you? Is he in here?" And I'm like, "No." And I remember I didn't even initially panic because I could, in my line of vision, I could see my brother-in-law sitting next to the pool, my other sister-in-law on this by the swing set with kids. And then I heard Stu scream. And he went diving into the pool, and I ran out, and I remember pulled his body out in the water, and I remember just thinking, how is this happening? And at the time, there was no telephone. There's no 911 on the island of St. Martin at that time, so my husband and sister-in-law jumped in a Jeep and drove, and my other sister-in-law and I followed. And when we got to the hospital, I remember I went in, and he was just laying there, and he looked like he was sleeping. And it just happened so fast.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah. And
he was 21 months old.
Yes.
You're a new mom.
Yes.
You had a 3-year-old daughter. It was her birthday.
Yes, exactly.
And you had a toddler.
Right. And it's interesting because when we arrived, the room we were staying in had a loft. And the kids at the time loved to jump on their beds.
Yeah.
And I remember I was so afraid that they would be up there jumping and come over. And I made Stu, the night before, drag the mattresses down so they were sleeping on the floor next to us. And yet here was a pool right there.
And you said you were looking out the window.
I was looking out the window. And I grew up in California going to my grandparents' cabin on a lake for as long as I can remember. I mean, water was a part of my life. And I had all my life brought me such joy, swimming, water skiing, boating. And I didn't realize the danger that was right there.
How did you deal with it at the time?
At the time, I think I clearly remember when we were following and in the car, and I remember these images that were flashing across in my mind were like when I was a little girl in Sunday school coloring pictures of stories from the Bible. And I remember just thinking, just breathe, Kim. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And I came from my grandfather when he immigrated to the U.S. His church was very important to him, and him and a group of men built the Serbian Orthodox Church in Alhambra. And my father was a Sunday school teacher. He ran the church camp every summer. So I grew up as that was my foundation, and that's what I fell back on. And there were so many people that reached out to us with so much love, and strangers and cards. And I honestly believe that their prayers helped sustain us.
Did you beat yourself up? Did you fight with your husband?
Well,
that had to be a tough time.
Yeah, it was a very tough time, because when something like this happens to you, people grieve very differently. And Stu definitely had his way, and I had my way. And I remember at one point he had this right after it happened, my father-in-law gave us this book, When Bad Things Happen to Good People. And I remember, I read the whole thing. And I remember I was on the plane going home, and I was, reading it, and tears were, just streaming down my face. I was next to two strangers, because the airlines did a huge favor for us and got our family on the plane the next day so we could go home. And I read everything I could get my hands on. But anyhow, I remember Stu had this book about, these are the stages you're going to go through. And I remember I wanted to, take that book and shove it. Don't tell me what I'm feeling. I'm going to feel it when I feel it. But I think the one thing that we were so blessed was we had our daughter. And we had to be strong. And I remember being a little envious of him, because he got to wake up and go to work every day. And I was all of a sudden in our condo with our daughter. And instead of being the mom of two, I was mother one.
But you were able to go on and have three more children.
Yes.
Three more daughters. Yes. And now you have a grandson.
And now we have a grandson.
Congratulations.
Yeah, which is very exciting.
I commend you, and I admire your bravery for talking about this, because it's a personal issue. I'm sure there was a lot of just raw emotion, regret, and everything that comes with that, that you're helping other people. Because I have two children. I have, an 18-month-old, so right around the age of Stewie.
Yes.
And I have a 4-year-old daughter. And we put my daughter at 6 months old in swim class.
Yes.
She swims. She can go from the deep end to the shallow end of my pool by herself.
That's
And
awesome.
She was able to do that at three. And we have my little guy in swim classes, too, because of your story.
Yeah.
Because we know that you have to be so safe around water. Everybody says it happens so fast. You're being responsible. You're with them. But, in a split second,
right.
A toddler, a baby runs off. If they have a diaper on, that could weigh them down.
Absolutely.
And there's such an awareness now. We still hear this story, and it's tragic, but I think that parents are more aware now.
Right. But I remember hearing afterwards, it's a lapse of supervision, not a lack of supervision. In our case,
that lapse.
I took for granted that Stu was watching him, because Stewie was outside. But we never communicated to each other, "You've got him, right?" I never said, "Stu, you're watching him, right?" And a lot of times there were a bunch of adults around. We let our guard down.
Yeah. So the one of the tips that you would give with anything is make sure you have a verbal agreement of,
right.
of the pass-off of the
right.
child.
And a designated watcher so right. that person knows their eyes are on that child at all times. Because over the years, most drownings that I've heard about are oftentimes when it's not even swim time, when there are other people around and you tend to let your guard down, mm-hmm. or you haven't communicated to the child how important it is just not to be near water without them asking permission and for an adult to be watching them. And I think probably one of the biggest distractions now are cell phones.
Mm.
And that's a huge thing, that when you're not watching your child if you're on your cell phone.
Yeah.
And that's, I think I look back and I think how, you know, you teach your children not to touch a hot stove, not to stick things into socket, you know, not to pick up little objects when they're starting. Like, there's so many things as new moms you have to worry about. And then all of a sudden you get through some of those and then you're feeling like pressure, like you've got to teach them the ABCs and how to count. And like all of a sudden you realize that they're really, if they're not safe, none of that matters. And yeah.
Tell me about the foundation that you have for your son.
All right. So we started a foundation, the Stu Leonard III Water Safety Foundation, and we have helped for last 25 years have raised over $2 million, and every year we give grants out to different swim programs. We've partnered a lot with the YMCAs, Horizons, and a couple of boys and girls clubs. So we help with scholarships for underprivileged children. And then we wrote a book, Stewie the Duck Learns to Swim.
I'm looking at it. And it literally in red at the top of the book, this book could save your child's life.
Yeah. So it's really, I realize just it's educating, because over the years we've had so many people write us, tell us, that once they read that book to their child, and there's a, my husband had the great idea of taking the water safety rules and putting them to the tune of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And so it's
Should
very,
I ask you to sing it?
No, I can't carry a tune. You can.
But, oh, no.
But it's basically don't jump in until you learn to swim. Cover your chest with a safe life vest. A grown-up must watch you in the pool. You'll be safe if you learn these rules. Stewie the duck wants you safe like you. And children, they get it. And I was standing in the store one day, and a mom came over to us and said, you know what? I thought the door was locked, and it wasn't. And my child came back in and said, Mom, don't you know I can't go by the pool without you? Stewie the duck,
awesome.
You know? And you go, yes, you know? So it's just a parent taking the time to teach your child just like you do all those other little things about safety, little objects, hot stoves, what, you know, it's just taking the time, and they're smart and they get it, and it'll keep them safer.
Yeah. Tell me about what it's like to be a mom of four girls.
Oh, nothing in my, I have a younger brother, so nothing prepared me for this. At all. Sometimes I'm still like, whoa.
Like a mini cheerleading team.
But it's wonderful now because our oldest is 33, another 29, 28, 24. And two are launched, two are still kind of finding their way, but all good.
Are they all local for you?
Two live in New York, and then our two youngest daughters about a year ago moved out to California.
Oh.
So that's very exciting. Our oldest daughter did that for a couple of years and then came back. So that's where I grew up, and they spent their lives going and visiting their grandparents and family. So they feel very comfortable there, and it doesn't really feel – I mean, I know they're far away, but they're with family, so it's really nice, and I talk to them a lot. And so,
how does your husband feel about having five women in his life?
He loves it. Are you
kidding? He's outnumbered.
Yeah. He always, his favorite joke is every time I come home, someone's crying, and it's usually me. But he loves his girls. His little harem.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Tell me about the business. I know you just opened some new stores.
Yes.
You're the talk of my town because you just opened your Paramus store.
Yeah. It's so exciting. I was out there for the grand opening, and it's the first time we've been able to have our wine and liquor in the food store.
Oh, right.
Which is so exciting because it's just the – and it's how you just have the energy of the store, and there's this – they have this, like, food – all this – their food court area, all these prepared foods that, like, everyone's just loving.
I know. You brought food to us. I'm, like, with their incredible chewy chocolate pecan cookies with lots of pecans. That's what the label says. I can't wait to dig in.
And they're delicious. And the apple cider donuts, and then – on all
dad, dad, who's dad's favorite?
That's Stu's dad.
Okay. The original.
The Stu original. Lennon. Yes, the original. And then, of course, I figured the pistachio nuts are always.
What's your most popular product?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to think – I'm going to guess it's something out of the bakery.
But of course. How much are you involved in the operation?
Well, I'm help out in the wine store part-time.
Wait, where in California are you from? Is it Napa?
No, L.A.
Okay.
area.
L.A.
But my grandmother's family were all farmers in Bakersfield, mm-hmm. and they were grape growers, so they made their own homemade wine but and cotton growers. So I grew up with a farming, you know, history of farming in my family's background. So it's very, very natural fit. And so when we got married, he would come out and we'd go out, and my dad would take him to Trader Joe's, and he'd go, oh, this is cool. And so when they opened their Yonkers store, I guess a little over 20 years ago, they said, you know, I think I'm going to – the one thing, we'd be sitting down at dinner, I can't – everything, the food's great, but every time I go buy a bottle of wine, it's hit or miss. And so the gentleman at the time that was selling us flowers said, I know somebody in the wine business. So he introduced him to Stu, and they opened the wine store in Yonkers. And
it's so funny because where I live, the Stu Leonard's Wine is right next to the Trader Joe's.
Ah, yes.
On Route 17, I believe.
Right. But that one's now moved into the food store.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Now I know.
Yes.
Do you cook every day or almost every day?
Almost every day. But we're pretty simple. We'll tend to just grill fish, chicken, meat, vegetables, mm-hmm. salads. I'm not a really fancy cook.
That's okay. Who is these days? There's no time.
My oldest daughter's a good cook. She
really?
Married a young man from France, and so he has a higher bar.
Yeah, we don't compete with that. We just say thank you. It's delicious. How would you, you know, everyone, the idea of grocery shopping is interesting to me because for new parents, it's an activity. The kids love to do it, right? And if you let them open everything up as you're shopping, you know, it could kill an hour, and it could be kind of fun. But a lot of people like to outsource it and use delivery apps and have other people pick their produce for them, and then it, you know, shows up at your doorstep. And we've upgraded what we eat, you know, organic, Beyond Meat, Impossible Foods, this and that. To you, how have you adapted to the changes in the industry and with the customer?
Well, I think growing up in California, I've always been drawn to healthier types of food. So that's natural for me. As far as a store now, I mean, they have you can do click and pick up. But I think for the way I'm not involved in the food store. I'm just married to my husband who is running them. But the way I sort of see it, Stu Leonard's isn't like a normal grocery store. It's an experience. It's fun. You go there.
And that's what works these days in retail, period.
Right.
Experience.
You know, there's you walk in the bakery and there's always free samples. There's animation.
Samples are key.
Yeah. And there's animation. There's fun. There's a train track going. I mean, there's a lot for the kids to be entertained by. And it is fun. It's like it's something to do. And I can't imagine certain things, like if I never had to go into a store to buy toilet paper and cleaning products again, I could easily have those all delivered. But as far as my food, I like seeing, touching my vegetables, my fruits, picking out, I know, I want that piece of fish. You know, that's me.
I agree.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens because it seems like there's – you see, one extreme, these extremes, and I sort of feel like it's going to shake out and people are going to decide, I wonder, I see my girls buy a lot of things online, and the majority of it goes back. And I'm like, at some point, it just makes so much more sense just to get off your butt and go into the store and try it on.
I did a food delivery service a few weeks ago, and this happened to me 2 times in a row, and I swear I'll never do it again. They make these substitutions. If you ask for one brand of something, they'll give you another brand because they're out of the original. But sometimes it's a completely different item. I thought I ordered fresh blueberries and I'm getting frozen blueberries. Anyway, it's annoying.
Right.
So I like to be there.
Yeah.
Kim, thank you for coming in.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you for sharing your story. I know that that's not easy.
Yeah.
Even all these years later.
Yes, all these years later. But, you know, I think if just – to all the moms and dads out there, it's just educating your child. I mean, swim lessons are super important, but even just from the get-go, like from a year, like as soon as they start moving, just talking to them about how important it is to never go near water without them watching.
And this is just a testament to you and your family. I mean, you were able to move on and recover from this. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say make it a positive, but turn it into what could be a positive experience for other people.
Right. Well, you hope. I mean, you realize now, 30 years later, you have something like this happen and you think, okay, how can I give back and make like him proud of us?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.